Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Generations of families have depended on Mueller Metal Roofing for style, beauty, and durability. And through the years, many great memories have been made under each Mueller Metal Roof. Our 26-gauge steel panels and 30-year limited paint warranty give you peace of mind that your roof will protect your family for generations to come. And we offer a gorgeous palette of more than 30 designer colors to choose from and a wide variety of panel styles to get the look you desire. Buy with confidence, knowing that your metal roof is manufactured by Mueller, a company that has provided quality metal products for over 75 years. So why wait? Go online now at MuellerInc.com to view our color selector tool, which allows you to see a full range of panels and colors on different home styles. Join other families by making Mueller the name you know and trust for all your steel building and metal roofing needs. Call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our sales locations in central and eastern Oklahoma. That's 877-2-MUELLER.
Justin, how did our grain futures do today?
Well, we saw overall profit taking today, following a less-than-expected rainfall over the weekend through the Midwest, and then looks like the short-term forecast or the 7- to 10-day forecast is going to be a little bit warmer and a little bit drier. And you combine those two things during planting season, a lot of times you'll see some weakness in the market. So there's still a little bit of rainfall forecast. There's three different rain events, actually, the next 10 days, but all of them look like they're going to be relatively small and not a big problem in any particular area. This dry weather also got us planted in some beans and some corn. Corn and beans look like they're going to be about 95% planted in a corn versus 91% last week, so that's a little bit negative. And then the soybeans are going to be about 70 to 75% planted, which was 57% last week. So that dry weather really helped us along in that. It also allowed for crop conditions to improve just a little bit. So we'll see where that is here in the next few hours. And then exports this morning were no big surprises, actually a little bit weak. Corn came in at 6.4 million bushels. They're looking for 5 to 12. Soybeans came in just over 3 million bushels. They're looking for 1 to 5. And then wheat came in at 24.4 million bushels, which was strong, and they're looking for 10 to 18.
We'll have more grain futures news after this.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got their Corn Belt Classic 15 Tuesday and Wednesday, June 11th and 12th, live from Council Bluffs, Iowa. They'll be broadcasting on Dish Network Channel 231, our DirecTV Channel 345, or on the Internet, SuperiorClickToBid.com. 54,000 head will be offered. For details, call them 800-422-2117, 800-422-2117, or SuperiorLivestock.com.
Justin, how do things look for the rest of the week?
Well, we've got several, one really big USDA report and then several smaller reports. Wednesday morning, we're going to have the USDA crop production and the supply and demand, which will come out Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. That's a monthly report that's a relatively big one. And then Thursday morning, we have a regular weekly report at 7:30, which is the exports. And then Friday, we have the NOPA crush, which focuses more on the soybean market, and that'll be at 7:30 a.m. on Friday. Now, the Wednesday report, we're looking for a couple big changes. The market's really looking for how many acres the USDA predicts is going to be in the corn and soybeans. As they change those acreage and yield numbers, it really affects the entire balance sheet, not only for the U.S., but the rest of the world. So a lot of eyes are focused on that number. Right now, it looks like they're going to lower corn acres anywhere from, some people say 1.5, and some people are saying 3 million acres. So it's going to be a big shift to the downside for corn, and that should mean that there's a little bit more soybean acres. So that'll be kind of the focus there. The overall wheat, U.S. winter wheat production forecast, they're looking for all winter wheat, about 1.5 billion bushels. Last year we were 1.6, so they may lower that just a little bit as well.
Thanks, Justin. Taking a look at a few of our closing numbers today. July Kansas City wheat was down 9 cents at 7.26. The September contract off 10.25 at 7.32 1/2. Chicago July wheat was down 6.5 cents at 6.89 3/4. And September Chicago wheat down 5 3/4 at 6.99 even. Chicago July corn off 16.25 cents at $6.50 a bushel yesterday. And the September contract down 14.25 at 5.77 1/4. July soybeans down 16.5 yesterday at 15.11 3/4. And the August contract finished off 20.5 cents at 14.35 3/4. That's a look at your afternoon grain markets. Make it a great evening, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.